This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The latest numbers show a staggering 26 million Americans filed for unemployment in recent weeks, well more than a million of them in Texas. For a big chunk of those people in the middle of a pandemic, that means a scramble to find health care and health insurance. That's the focus of the latest installment in KERA's One Crisis Away series, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge. Stacey Pogue is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. It's a nonprofit that advocates for lower and middle income Texans, and it's just released a new guide titled, I Just Lost My Job, How Do I Get Health Insurance? Stacey Pogue, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's walk through this. Say I've lost my job and the health insurance that went along with it. What's the first thing I should do?
The first thing you should know is that your employer is likely going to give you notice that you could qualify for COBRA, which means a way to continue your current job-based insurance. But you'll have other options too. A better, more affordable option for most people is going to be to check out healthcare.gov, the health insurance marketplace, where most Texans, 9 in 10 Texans who get coverage in the marketplace, get a subsidy. They get financial help to make their premiums affordable, and you can enroll your full family in that.
How do Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program play into this?
That's going to be a really important connection to coverage for a lot of kids and a lot of families with kids. Children's Medicaid and CHIP will cover low-income families. Say a family of two making up to $3,000 a month could enroll their kids in Medicaid or CHIP. And you can enroll in Medicaid CHIP year-round. You don't have to have a special enrollment period. It doesn't matter if you've lost your job or you haven't. If you're low-income and you've got kids, now is the time to check out Medicaid and CHIP. And you can enroll your kids in up till as long as they're under age 19. And you can do that at yourtexasbenefits.com.
Now the Affordable Care Act gives people subsidies to make sure that they can afford insurance. But if your income changes, those subsidies change, right?
That's right. So there's good news and bad news on that front. If you're already in the marketplace, you're already getting subsidy and your income drops, you can actually have it go low enough where you would lose that help. But if you're in the marketplace and you're getting subsidies and your income drops but not below the poverty line, you can actually get more help, right? So the good news about marketplace coverage, the healthcare coverage at healthcare.gov, is it was set up to be sliding scale and change with your income so it stays affordable. So it's worth reporting an income change if your income's dropped, especially if you're still above that poverty line, because you can get more help.
I'm curious, how does the unemployment guarantee and the federal coronavirus stimulus plan affect all of this?
And so are a lot of people, right? So there's new types of income that we didn't used to have before. Some people are getting unemployment insurance that didn't before, and there's this extra $600 a week bump in some cases. That does not count towards Medicaid or CHIP for your kids, that $600 a week, but it does count for the marketplace. And then there's a second piece of income that's new during the pandemic is a stimulus check. That's about $1,200 per adult or $500 per child. And that's not counted in any of the programs. So if you're trying to figure out if you're right on the borderline of eligible for any public health care program, you don't have to count that the stimulus piece of the check, the $1,200 per adult and $500 per kid. It's not income.
Now, many people who didn't have insurance have also lost their job. What kind of options do they have?
This is where it gets really hard and really frustrating, is because if you lost your job, and a lot of people have, but you didn't have insurance to start with, and that's true for a lot of jobs in Texas, especially low-wage jobs, there's no automatic way for you to get coverage. Some people can get a special enrollment period for healthcare.gov if you've moved, if you've had a baby, if you've gotten married. If your income has risen so that it's above the poverty line, you can get a special enrollment period and go ahead and buy coverage now. But most people who are losing their jobs and were uninsured to start with, had low-wage jobs to start with, they're just locked out. Unless or until the Trump administration creates a new open enrollment period for the coronavirus, just as they have following other disasters like Hurricane Harvey.
Stacey Pogue is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.